So we're at the Broadacre Center, which is a beautiful old brick building housing a few very expensive psychologists, one of whom I see. And there's some really nice smelling flowers here, white ones, on bush-like trees. And you heard some birds. They have bird feeders out front so that when you walk under this canopy of plants, you hear this tweeting. It's really nice. And I took a tradition a few months ago of once in a while taking a walk after a visit with my psychologist, because this part of town is really nice. There's some brick paths for walking. So right now I'm on the corner of Barkdal or Parkway and Graustark. Barkdal and Parkway are the same street, and it's a neighborhood called Boulevard Oaks. So I'm walking under what I think are a bunch of oak trees, like around Rice University they have, and they totally cover the sky. Big, big arms holding up this cover, which on a 91 degree day is very, very nice. There's also a wall of bamboo on my left. Somebody decided, probably 100 years ago, to plant these oak trees in a pattern, a very rigid human-type pattern, and the beauty of it is their trunks are in that pattern, and so you can look down them, and it looks almost like in a drawing class where you learn perspective, and you have to draw the trees that are closer to you bigger than the ones further away, but otherwise they're all the same tree, you know, that exercise. So the trees here are like that, and you can see it from all different angles. Right now I'm walking on the path between all the trees and an island that was created just for walking, I guess. The strange part is that the tree trunks are the only part of the tree that has behaved. And the rest, the limbs, are all over the place. All directions. On my left is a newer, but made to look old, brick house mansion, I'd say. Little dragon things in front. Mercedes in the driveway. Beautiful. And on the right, even more majestic, something that looks like the White House. It's a white house, and it's got a lantern hanging above the doorway and two other lanterns on a fence in front. A blue jay just hopped onto one of them. When I was a kid, I lived in Connecticut, and a lot of rich people live in Connecticut. We weren't rich, but there were a lot of really big houses to ogle at, and I did that a lot as a kid. Well, I guess I was kind of materialistic, but I always looked at these houses and imagined that living inside of them would be so peaceful, and there'd be no cares in the world. It'd be really nice and organized and clean and very unlike my own house, but anyways, I guess I have a bit of that still in me as I walk here on this beautiful path, surrounded by beautiful, beautiful nature, grass, two squirrels quietly eating rather than chasing each other and squawking like you normally see. I focus on these houses. I naturally am drawn to look at the house and imagine what is it like to live in there. And one time I did that. Well, a bunch of times, whenever I go traveling and I see, especially in Europe, old places, 1600, whatever, especially farmhouse type places, things that are very different from how I've lived, I love to imagine what's it like to live that way, and just kind of empathize for a moment, using my imagination, of course. What is it like? There's a gentleness that I feel towards myself after a meeting with my psychologist that I find hard to replicate on my own. It's a gentleness that I wish for everyone to be able to have towards themselves, most importantly, because then I think it would just flow to everyone else as well. And it's kind of an understanding, but even without understanding, it's a respect for where you are, wherever you are. Sometimes a peaceful walk can bring a person there, so I hope you're enjoying this one. I have to say, the house on the right now, 1404, is the newest one on the block, and it's quite possibly the ugliest. They've got black outlines around the windows and very rigid front pillar look. The pillars are coated in bricks. And then there are some very funny looking trees. Three pots. Each pot has a stalk coming up, and then a poof of a tree. Green blob. And then a stalk coming up out of that, and then another poof. Green blob. So, oh my, there's two of them on the left as well. What are these people thinking? There's a tree on the left here where the branches are so low. My gosh. It's basically about person height all the way around. It reminds me of when I was growing up in a Jewish community. We went to synagogue once in a while, and it was a religious synagogue, like very Orthodox, I mean. And there was a rabbi who would, for one of the parts of the ceremony, take all the children under his cloak or tallit and gather them there and hold them there and kind of shelter them there while he gave them a blessing. This is a red Porsche, by the way, passing by us with a roar. Ah, beautiful spotted dog walking its owner down the path. The great thing about this walk is there are many different paths. You would think it's such a precious, beautiful thing, probably expensive thing to have a brick path and beautiful trees over you, but I guess this place has enough money, they've made a few branches of the path. That's a Range Rover, by the way. We're definitely in fancy territory right now. So, the ingredients for sustenance in this neighborhood seem to be, at the very least, some sort of frozen in stone, or cement maybe it is, animal. So there, we passed earlier what looked like Chinese dragons or something, and now there are bulldogs or some kind of dogs with chains around their necks. Not real dogs, but cement ones. They're actually baring their teeth, which seems a little odd. I remember hearing that in the olden days in Houston, trade with some tropical places was brand new, and so the way in which a fancy person showed that they were well off was by having pineapples in their life, and so it became a tradition to put pineapple I don't know, sculptures in their house and little pineapple decorations, and now it's turned to growling dogs. I don't know what that means. So here we are now at North and Mandel at a four-way stop sign, and I think that's a great place to stop because that means if we were any of four different people at a given time, we should stop. And so I'm going to bid you farewell, let you make the rest of the walk how you wish. And as water trickles down this fountain to the right in a beautiful cascade catching light and spraying a bit to the side, I hope your life is equally splashy.